the boy asked the girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him. You say she did what to him?
Turned him down.
Okay. But say if they went ahead and got married and they were having the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him the... Ever heard him called the best man?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah. He's the best man, all right.
Okay. What about the woman who stands up with the bride? Ever heard her called anything?
Bridesmaid.
Around here, did you ever hear of kind of a noisy celebration after the wedding when a lot of people would follow them back to the house and kind of get a little bit rowdy, you know?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And throw rice on them and tie tin cans and kettles and everything else they could find to their car, you know?
Yeah. What was that called? Anything in particular?
Just married.
Have you ever heard of a chivalry or serenade?
I've heard of serenade, yeah.
What would that be?
Well, that'd just be a bunch, used to, just a bunch of get old tin pans or buckets or whatever they could get and go around in somebody's house beating them buckets and tin pans and things. Didn't have no fit, you know, no music, you know, and that's what they had.
But it wasn't necessarily have to do with a wedding.
Mm-mm. Yeah. They just serenade somebody anyway.
Just for devilment.
Uh-huh. That was way back then. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if boys and girls get together and they're playing music and they get out on the floor and they begin to move around? You say they're having a
dance.
Yeah. Did you ever do much of that?
Yeah, after I married, I did.
What kind of dances did you like to do?
Charleston mostly. Mm-hmm. But I never did even see a step of dancing done like I married. My brother-in-law kept trying to get me to dance and I wouldn't do it because I couldn't. I thought I couldn't, but he pulled me out there on the floor and foot. I went right straight on to dancing, and from there on out, why? Mm-hmm. My husband played music for dancing. Both far and near. So I went with him.
That's it, yeah. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, uh-huh, the children get out of school, you say at 3 o'clock school.
Bus.
They call?
Bus.
Oh, well, you say school does what at 3 o'clock?
School's out at 3 o'clock.
Okay. And say if it's been in the summertime and school hadn't been in toward the end of the summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Okay. Well, say a boy left home and he was supposed to go to school, but he never got there on purpose.
Uh-huh.
You say he did what?
Played hooky.
Yeah. All right. And sometimes after a person finishes high school, he might go on to
college.
Okay. And in a schoolroom, each child sits behind his own
desk.
Yeah. And if you've got a room full of those things, you say you've got a room full of
desks.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll ask you about a few buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
Okay. And if you wanted to mail a package,
go to the post office.
All right. And if you had to stay overnight in a strange town?
Go to a motel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about if you wanted to see a play or a movie? You'd go to the
theater?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And if you got sick and had to go in the hospital, the woman that would look after you would be called a
nurse.